Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. You are tuned in to South Kootenai Radio, where we're rocking all over the world, broadcasting out of the Crescent Valley in beautiful BC. Anyways, what do we got here today? We've got big blue skies, a few clouds, and currently 14 degrees, the winds out of the east-northeast at 9 kilometers an hour, humidity getting to be a little bit of a sticky 84%, and barometric pressure 101.8 kilopascals and rising. They're calling for a 40% chance of showers today with a high of 24 degrees, and mostly the mixing of sun and cloud, though, throughout the day. Possibly a risk of thunderstorms over the northern sections late this morning and this afternoon. Like I said, high of 24. It'll clear off tonight, go down to 12. Tomorrow, sunny and 26. Sunday, sunny and 28. Monday, sunny, 29. Tuesday, sunny, 27. Wednesday, sunny, 29. Thursday, sunny, 29. Yeah. Sounds awful tough, doesn't it? So, if it's so tough, maybe some Jim Jones review will help. Another Days, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
You are listening to the South Kootenai Radio, broadcasting out of Creston Valley. And be sure to tune in at 3 o'clock for the Blues Show. Have a good day.
Here's from the Maritimes. We're listening to South Kootenai Radio on the World Wide Web.
Let go of my phone.
Okay, a little Jeff Beck there for you. We don't normally play Jeff Beck on the morning show, but that particular song seemed worthy enough. Hope you enjoyed that one. Freeway Jam, and that's from the Blow by Blow album. That one was released in 1975. It was also my very first tour of Jeff Beck that I got to see at the O'Keefe Center in Toronto. What did we have before that? Well, we had two station IDs there. I hate it when that happens. And then, of course, before that, we had Crazy on You by Heart from the 1976 release of Dreamboat Annie. Yeah, got a comment here about the Jim Jones review leading things off this morning was a little bit wild. It's Friday, folks. Come on. Yeah, time to rock. Okay, before we get back to the music, we've got to get playing or giving you some information about this day in Canadian history, August the 30th. And our first story is out of Toronto in 1988. And that's when Canada's Vicky Keith staggers ashore from Lake Ontario, ending her marathon swim of all Great Lakes and setting the woman's world distance record of 38 kilometers for the butterfly stroke. Keith started her marathon on July the 1st. Unbelievable. Also on this day, out of Winnipeg, in, let's see, 1812, Miles MacDonnell, Lord Selkirk's agent and a former soldier, arrives with the first settlers, mostly Scottish, at the confluence of the Red and the Assiniboine Rivers to found the Red River Settlement. As first governor of Assiniboia, his duty is to establish the colony on land acquired by Selkirk from the Hudson's Bay Company, and he builds Fort Douglas near the Northwest Company's Fort Gibraltar. The colony will be destroyed in a feud with the Nor'westers in 1815, but will be reestablished by Selkirk in 1817. Couple of birthdays here. Raymond Hart Massey, TV movie stage actor, director, and producer, born on this day in Toronto in 1896, brother of Vincent Massey, died in Los Angeles, California, July the 29th, 1983. Massey started his acting career at school and college and turned professional in London, England in 1922. He played with Sybil Thorndike in G.B. Shaw's St. Joan and made his Broadway debut as Hamlet in 1931. His movie career began in the U.S. when he signed a five-picture deal with Alexander Korda, and he became beloved for his portrayal of U.S. President Abe Lincoln. He is also famous for his TV role as Dr. Kildare's Dr. Leonard Gillespie from 1961 to 1966. And Don Getty, born on this day in Westmount, Quebec, in 1933. After graduation from University of Western Ontario in business, Getty moved to Alberta, played quarterback for the Edmonton Eskimos, and then worked for Imperial Oil and as a stockbroker. In 1967, he was elected to the Alberta Legislature as one of Peter Lougheed's original six conservatives. After the 1971 and 75 elections, he served as Lougheed's Lougheed's cabinet, but left to go into private practice in 1979. 6 years later, he won the Alberta PC leadership and became premier on November the 1st, 1985. He campaigned for an equal Senate and saw this adopted in the Charlottetown Accord, shortly after which he left politics and was succeeded by Ralph Klein. What else do we have here? Let's see. In 1990, Brian Mulroney appoints 5 new senators to break the GST and the UIC log jams in the Senate. What else do we have here? Oh, 1990. Yeah. Story out of Las Vegas, Nevada. Ottawa native Paul Anka takes out American citizenship. Of course, Paul Anka is a pop singer and a songwriter. I think that looks to be about it. I'm not seeing anything else here that's of interest at all. Okay, 1959 though, Montreal streetcar service comes to an end. Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. All right, I got the Pretenders on deck here with Middle of the Road from their 1983 album, Learning to Crawl, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Greenwood to Comox, all the retired Aurora guys are listening to SKR Radio. Remember Red Fridays. Support your troops.
Okay, there we go. Aerosmith, Walk This Way. From 1975's Toys in the Attic. Yeah, I think that was the year I went to see Aerosmith as well. I think. Pretty sure. Something like that. Anyways, I see we're coming up 8 o'clock here in just about any second now. But a quick reminder, Crescent Valley Thundercats. First exhibition game is tonight. They're going to be taking on the Beaver Valley Nighthawks. And I just found out word from Jonathan yesterday that all the 20-year-olds will be sitting tonight to give all the fresh young guys a chance to show their stuff. Should be a good good season this year. We've got five exhibition games, and then we'll be into regular... the regular schedule. I think it starts next Friday. Yeah. Anyway, I'll keep you posted on that. Okay, here's Joe and the gang. They've got their 4 minutes and 30 seconds of news update, so we'll let them take it away.
It is August 30th, and this is CBC News. I'm Joe Cummings. Later today, UN inspectors in Syria are scheduled to wrap up their investigation into the alleged use of chemical weapons by the Syrian regime. The inspectors have spent all this week collecting evidence to determine if poisonous gas was used earlier this month in Damascus. The inspection team is expected to fly out of Syria tomorrow and deliver a preliminary report to Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. Now, that report, depending on its findings, could lead to an international military strike in Syria. The Obama administration says military action is still very much an option, which is a position shared by France. However, Germany has now announced it will not be involved, and neither will Britain. The CBC's Bonnie Allen has more from Washington.
With Britain's support off the table, Washington continues its search for other allies willing to take part in a military strike in Syria, says Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel.
Every nation has a responsibility to make their own decisions.
The U.S. has four warships already positioned in the Mediterranean Sea near Syria, with another on the way. Last night, President Obama's national security team briefed congressmen by telephone, trying to make the case that there's enough evidence to show the Syrian government has used chemical weapons to kill hundreds of people. It cited intelligence reports, including intercepted phone calls from high-level Syrian officials. The response on Capitol Hill is mixed. Unlike British Prime Minister David Cameron, Obama hasn't emphasized the need for humanitarian intervention. Instead, his argument is protecting national security, warning that if left unchecked, chemical weapons could fall into the wrong hands. Bonnie Allen, CBC News, Washington.
Now to Afghanistan, where a suicide bomber has killed a district governor. Karen Allen has the details.
A suicide bomber detonated his explosives as dignitaries were attending prayers at a mosque in Kunduz province. A district commissioner was killed in the blast, along with his bodyguards and civilians. They'd gathered early on Friday morning at the mosque to pray for a tribal elder who had recently died when the attack happened. Kunduz province, close to the border with Uzbekistan and Tajikistan, was one of the strongest areas of resistance by the Taliban in 2001 and has been the scene of attacks in the past. A number of the villages in the province are still under the control of the Taliban, and security remains precarious.
That's the BBC's Karen Allen in Kabul. The Kuwait government has ordered a power company to come up with a game plan as of today on how it plans to deal with a buildup of toxic PCBs. Reliance Power Equipment has been illegally storing the PCBs on its property for the past 15 years. Here's the CBC's Allison Northcott.
If the company doesn't come up with an appropriate plan by later today, the government says at that point it will intervene, it will take over the site and take over the cleanup, and that's expected to cost between $2 and $2.5 million, and the government says that it will bill the company for that. Now, the environment minister said yesterday that he doubts the company will come up with an appropriate plan by today. He says they already missed a deadline earlier this week to do so. The environment ministry found out about these chemicals several months ago. That's after there was an oil spill at the site where about 1,000 liters of oil was leaked and it was found to contain high levels of PCBs. The government says that it didn't tell residents in the area about that leak because it said people were not in immediate danger, but people in the area say that they had the right to know.
That's the CBC's Allison Northcott reporting from Montreal. The latest numbers from Statistics Canada show that the Canadian economy is growing at a stronger pace than predicted by most analysts. Over the second quarter of the year, the economy grew by 1.7%. Most economists have been expecting to see a drop-off due to, among other factors, the floods this summer in Alberta. And that is the CBC News. We broadcast live and podcast at cbcnews.ca. I'm Joe Cummings.
All right, thanks a lot, Joe, and welcome back, everybody, to the second half hour of the morning show, where we are rocking all over the world. Yeah. Okay, it is a... What is it? I think I said it was about 16 degrees out right now, and no, 14. Feels like 16. Oh, all those clouds that we had have now blown off. They've had to do Alberta. And we are supposed to go up to a high of 24 today, and they are calling for a 40% chance of showers. I guess we'll see. Anyways, Joe's last story there about the Alberta flood, I watched a thing on some Discovery Channel here. People are already getting sick, reports of it, getting very sick from that flood. Volunteers and people that were crazy enough to go swimming in that cesspool of a water going down the streets. There's even been one case of flesh-eating disease. Unbelievable. Colin James on Deck A with a Voodoo Thing.
Music that'll blow your hair back, if you still have any, on South Kootenai Radio.
Somehow gave us to keep you around, son. Who knows, maybe you were kidnapped, tied up, taken away and held for ransom.
Okay, here we go. This day in rock and roll history. Tom Petty there with Refugee bringing us up to the segment. All right, what do we have here? A couple of birthdays we have to get out of the way for August the 30th. The first one, 1935, John Phillips, guitar and vocals for the Mamas and the Papas. One of their big hits, Monday, Monday. Yeah, John just passed away here a couple of years ago. I don't have the date on that, though. 1941, John McNally, guitar player for the Searchers. Sweets for My Sweet, one of their big tunes. 1944, Charles Colbert, bass player for the American Breed, and their big song, Bend Me, Shape Me. 1954, Ronald Bettel, drummer for the Average White Band, and their big hit, Play That Funky Music, White Boy. Yes. Alright, useless trivia throughout the years. On August the 30th, we're going all the way back to 1959, and that's when Bobby Darin's Mack the Knife debuts on the Billboard Pop Chart. The song, taken from the Three Penny Opera, will be Darin's biggest hit. 1961, 24-year-old Gene Chandler records Duke of Earl for VJ Records. It will become the label's first number one million seller. 1973, The Doors officially disband 2 years after Jim Morrison's death. Keyboardist Ray Manzarek and guitarist Robbie Krieger have since attempted numerous reunions, but there'll be no more as Ray passed away here a few months ago. 1980, Sailing by Christopher Cross was Billboard's top single. The record would sweep the Grammy Awards the next spring when it won the Song of the Year and Record of the Year. Wow. 1986, former lead vocalist of the Spencer Davis Group, Steve Winwood, had a number one record in the U.S. with Higher Love. It made it to number 13 in the U.K. 1995, Carly Simon and James Taylor performed live together in front of 10,000 fans at Martha's Vineyard. It was the first time that they performed together since 1979. Their marriage had come to an end in 83. Of course, yeah, let's bring the dirt into it. Yeah. 1995, Sterling Morrison, a founding member of the Velvet Underground, died of cancer in his home in New York one day after his 53rd birthday. All right. John Phillips, born on this day in 1935. We've got to listen to some California Dreamin' right here on South Kootenai Radio.
church. I passed a long way. Well, I got down on my knees, and I began to pray. You hear a preacher like the call. He knows I'm gonna stay.
The shark, babe, has such teeth, dear, and it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie Heath, babe, and it keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites with his teeth, babe, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, wears old Maggie Heath, babe, so there's never a trace of red. Now on the sidewalk, ooh, Sunday morning, lies a body just oozing life. Eek! And someone sneaking round the corner, could that someone be Mac the Knife? There's a tugboat down by the river, don't you know, where a cement bag just drooping on down. Oh, that cement is just, it's there for the weight, dear. Five will get you 10 old Mackies back in town. About Louis Miller, he disappeared, babe, after drawing out all his hard-earned cash. And now Maggie Heath spins just like a sailor. Could it be our boy's done something rash? Did he dive a ho, ho, yes, Sugi Tawdry, Miss Lottie Linya and old Lucy Brown. Oh, the line forms on the right, babe, now that Maggie's back in town. I said, Jenny Diver, oh, Suki Tawdry, look out to Miss Lottie Linya and old Lucy Brown. Yes, that line
Get your South Kootenai Radio fix with Tim in the Morning at 7:30, Country at 10, Folk at 2, Blues at 3, Rock at 5, and Jazz at 10.
Stars above, without it, life is way. whoa, 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 whoa.
The office, the girls and I listen to South Kootenai Radio.
$26 in my hand.
The Velvet Underground there with I'm Waiting for the Man. That one released in 1967, of course, featuring Lou Reed on the vocals there. But I played that particular song from that album because Sterling Morrison, the founding member, or a founding member of the band, had passed away on this day in 1995, just one day after his 53rd birthday. What else did we have? We listened to Carly Simon, Mockingbird. Of course, James Taylor and Carly Simon getting together and playing a concert there in 1995 at Martha's Vineyard. Their first time since 1979. Of course, one of the listeners pointed out that the guys on Dumb and Dumber, the movie, did that show as they were cruising down the highway in that dogmobile. What else did we have? We listened to some Steve Winwood, Higher Love. That particular song came out in 1986, going all the way to number one. Yeah, very good. And we also listened to Bobby Darin, Mack the Knife. That one came out in 1959, hitting the top of the charts. And then we started off with California Dreamin' by the Mamas and the Papas. John Phillips, the guitar player and vocals for the band, born on this day in 1935. Stay tuned on Monday, Holiday Monday. I'm sure I'll be doing a show. And we'll have another installment of this day in rock and roll history for you. All right, let's have a quick look at the weather here. Currently in the Creston Valley, it is, where's my notes? Yeah, it's 15 degrees going up to 24. They're calling for a 40% chance of showers, but currently the sky is totally blue and the sun is shining extremely bright, just the way I like it. And in Vancouver, yes, those poor guys there, the PNE, 16 degrees in rain, 5 degrees and sunny in Whitehorse. Calgary's got a mix of sun and cloud in 14. Winnipeg, 25 and cloudy, 27 with a mix of sun and cloud in Toronto. Let's see, Halifax is cloudy, 16, and it's raining in St. John's, Newfoundland, 17 degrees. There you go, raining on both coasts. What should we play here right now? I'm thinking this David Bowie one is not a bad song. Aladdin Sands, the album, came out in 1973. We're going to listen to The Gene Genie. But you know what? I've never really paid attention to the lyrics on this one. But I read them as I listened to this song last night when I got it ready for the show today. They make no sense to me at all. None whatsoever. You might want to look that up one day. Just to see that I'm right in what I'm talking about. They make no sense, but it's a good tune.
Small Gene Genie snuck off of the city. Flashback blazers and ate all your razors while pulling the waiters, talking about Monroe and walking on Snow White. New York's a go-go and everything tastes nice. Poor little greenie. Ooh. Get back on. Gene Genie lives on his back. She love him, but just for a short while, she'll scratch in the sand.
let go his hands. He says he's a beautician, sells you nutrition, keeps all your dead hair for making up underwear. Poor little greenie.
Was confirmed. One of the listeners actually sent me a message saying, yes, the lyrics of that song are wacko. They make no sense. Anyway, the Gene Genie there, David Bowie. And it is 8:44. We better get rolling here with this day in... No, we've already done that. We've got Album Highlight coming up. Yes, we do. Of course, Album Highlight brought to you by Bedazzled, located at 1217 Canyon Street in downtown Creston. And what's going on here today? I've decided to play something a little bit different here. Well, it's not different. I just came across the Jules Holland Show, which I love to watch, all the new bands that are on there. It's a good source of... music and information for me to make this show better. Yeah. And actually, last night we had Paul McCartney on the Jules Holland Show, Elvis Costello. Who else? Of course, it escapes me because right after there was an hour and 40 minute concert by the Pixies. And I just couldn't go to bed. I had to watch the whole thing. But, anyways. Paul McCartney was on there, and the reason being is Band on the Run, the album had just been digitally remastered, but the release date originally was December 1973, but the band was playing songs just from Band on the Run, and that's what we're going to do today. I'm going to start off with Jet, with Let Me Roll It. And then we'll finish up with 1985 right here on South Kootenai Radio.
inside these four walls, sent inside forever.
Okay, there's Paul McCartney and Wings there with Let Me Roll It, finishing up our album highlight brought to you by Bedazzled, located at 1217 Canyon Street, right in downtown Creston. I decided to throw in an extra song on that set. Well, before that, we heard 1985, Band on the Run, and we started things off with Jet. Well, have a great weekend, everybody. We've got the 4 minutes and 30 seconds of a news update coming up, and then we'll be back with regular broadcasting. And don't forget to check out a brand new edition of Mountain Jam. We'll be playing at Saturday at 1 o'clock, but today's Hot Chicken and LP show at 12:05 will be featuring the full album of 5440's Smiling Buddha Cabaret. So you may want to check that one out. I think it is their finest album. Yeah, that's just my opinion. But I know I'm right. Anyway, news time and then back to regular broadcasting. Have a great weekend, everyone.
It is August 30th. And this is CBC News.